Report: White House sees resurgent Joe Biden defying low GOP expectations. By Simon Kent on March 7, 2023. Write him off at your peril. That is the message President Joe Biden's allies and supporters from the White House to the Democratic Party faithful have for critics who underestimate their man. Warning: the 80-year-old is ready for a 2024 re-election fight, a report Tuesday claims. His backers put their faith in the simple credo. Cometh the hour, cometh the man, to ascribe Biden almost metaphysical powers of persuasion once he hits the campaign trail. If he does indeed choose to run again for high office. Any move to energetically tour the country will stand in stark contrast to Biden's efforts in 2020, when he spent almost all of his time in his basement executing a remote virtual campaign, as Breitbart News reported. A report looking at Biden's backers by the Hill comes as the man himself prepares to announce his re-election bid against former President Donald Trump or anyone else from the GOP primary contest. With allies reportedly saying he revels in his perceived underrated, at times marginalized status. In some ways, he loves being the underdog and being able to prove people wrong at the end of the day. One Biden supporter told the outlet as it continued, when reporters have questioned whether he has the bandwidth and tenacity to take on a second term well into his 80s, Biden often answers with two words: watch me. On past evidence, watching Joe Biden is not often the best course of action given his propensity for stumbles, verbal and physical. The Hill reporter Amy Parnes goes on to outline other recent events that show an 80-year-old ready for battle rather than retirement. She sets out. When the president traveled to Ukraine last month, making a surprise trip that included a 10-hour overnight train ride through the embattled nation, it was intended to send a signal about his fortitude toward the war, and about his own mental and physical strength. During his State of the Union address earlier in February, Biden was able to go off script and conduct a back and forth with Republicans sitting in the chamber over the future of Social Security and Medicare. The president wanted to cast the GOP as wanting to make cuts to the entitlement programs, and the impromptu conversation went about as well as the White House might have hoped. Whether or not a Ukraine train trip coupled with debating banter are really enough to convince voters to get behind a Biden bid in 2024 remains to be seen. What is certain is that plenty of people from his own side and American voters in general wonder if he really has it in him to be a contender. More than one-third of Biden 2020 voters do not want him to run for re-election in 2024, a survey from YouGov/The Economist revealed Monday. The survey found 58% overall, revealing they do not want Biden to run for office again in 2024, while 24% said they do. Another 18% remain unsure. As Breitbart News reported, it coincides with other polls showing Biden's inability to carry a majority of Democrats to support his potential 2024 presidential bid. A recent Fox News survey found 53% of Democrat voters asserting someone else should be their nominee in the forthcoming presidential election, compared to 37% who said keep Biden as the nominee. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.